Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
So let's start. Let's set the whole mood, shall we? Yes, Dina, let's. Okay, so one of the first things that I saw, I try to stay off X. I make myself stay off X until like 8 or 8:30 central. I really try hard. And it was going okay, you know, for government theft day. And then I saw this from Abigail Spanberger. Abigail Spanberger wants to be Hillary Clinton so bad. She is basically Hillary. It's like Hillary Clinton cut off a skin tag and it grew its own awareness and became and named itself Abigail Spanberger. It's you know what? It's completely accurate. How anyone who questions otherwise is sexist. So she's running for governor of Virginia because she wants to run that state straight to hell. She's a former spook. Former CIA officer, meaning she's a former pencil pusher. So she tweets this. Heaven help me. First off, let me try to get through this. Okay. I'm going to try real hard, y'all. So she is trying very, I don't know. She posted this morning, 8:21 a.m. Happy tax day. Just a reminder that while Virginians are filing their taxes, the Trump administration is cutting IRS staff and making it harder for people across the Commonwealth to get the help they need. You just said happy tax day. First off, don't think that I won't go wild and just because I'm having a good hair day. First off, don't think it won't get straight ratchet just because I'm having a good hair day, because that is a mistake. That aside, we went to war to overthrow tyrants like her. If you were to tell me, Dana, we're going to war over taxes, I would not even hesitate. I'm already there. Mentally, I'm there. Oh, come get me, CIA. I don't have enough middle fingers for you. And we got Castle Doctrine. Not even messing with you people. This day, telling me happy tax day. I was in a manageable mood, as my husband would say, until I saw that. Then I saw that, and I thought, "This we cannot abide this." We went to war to overthrow tyrants like this. What do you mean, happy tax day? There's no happy. Oh, while Virginians are filing their taxes, the Trump administration is cutting the IRS staff and making it harder for people. That's another extortion tactic. Oh, well, you better give us all the money we want and you better let us hire these 88,000 people. Otherwise, you're not going to get the money that we stole from you back. Huh? That's more extortion. That's all that is. It's even more extortion. I don't feel bad for IRS agents. I don't feel bad at all. I do not feel at all bad for any IRS agent that lost their job. Learn to code. Not messing. I mean, the idea that I'm supposed to have sympathy for these people, blank every last shred of misplaced sympathy for extortionists who steal from the American public. Prostitutes have more respect and dignity with their work. I'm not joking. I honestly think prostitutes have more respect and dignity than IRS agents. Oh, you can't audit me harder every time a Democrat's in office. So, yeah, I don't, the idea that we're supposed to feel bad. No, we shouldn't have this in the first place anyway. But we had that rat bastard named FDR who incorporated it, made it a thing. Now we have the income tax. We don't own any of our property. We basically rent from our government. We own literally nothing. It's like what Carol Ross said. You will own nothing and be happy. Happy tax day. That's one of the most un-American things I've ever heard in my life. No, she and all of these other lunchboxes are mad because with the implementation of these DOGE recommendations, we are making it more difficult for them to thieve from us, to steal from us, to take our money and waste it. That's what they're so mad about. I paid six figures in taxes this year. Mid, upper mid six figures in taxes. And I'm at that weird, everyone thinks I got like, I don't know, Limbaugh or Steven Spielberg money or something. And I don't. That's not the way it is. We're in a weird tax bracket where you can be at the bottom of a bracket and be like the poorest people in your tax bracket, and you're hit like triply hard because you're the poorest people in your tax bracket. So it's a really fun place to be. It's one of the reasons why I'm like, I don't want to take any other work. If I were to write another book, my entire book advance would go to taxes. I wouldn't even make money off of it. That's the reason I haven't written another book. I have said no. I've had offers from every major publishing house in the nation, and I have said no to every single one of them because the advance that I would get, the entirety of it, basically the entire, all the money I would earn from that book would go to the government. That's what we've calculated with our, and we work with an accounting firm. That's, why would I do that? Take on more work just to turn around and hand the entire check to the federal government. What? So they can go give it to that little shrew over in Ukraine? So we can go pay for pensions for Ukrainian government officials? So we can go buy vacation homes for Zelensky? Or maybe so I can go and pay for illegal aliens to go and stay in five-star hotels in major cities? I mean, what the hell am I paying? I've not gotten the return on my investment since I've ever been paying taxes because this government is too big to function properly. It is a shameful, it's a sad day in this republic. And it's interesting that it falls on Holy Week. But it's a shameful day. The tax day is a day of shame in this nation. It's a day of mourning. People are like, why do you wear black? Because there's nothing to wear color for. That's why. No, I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist. So this is the reality of the situation. And I'm not, you know, unusual. There are a lot of other people that are in this position. And, you know, we do what we pay to the government, not because I feel it's a patriotic duty, because it's a communist unconstitutional action. It's because the government will come with their guns and kill you. No, that's true. I'm not being hyperbolic. If I am, then please tell me why they needed all this money to buy a butt ton of guns and ammo, the IRS. Let's talk about that for a moment, shall we? Because Joni Ernst, whatever you have to say about her or her, your disagreements or anything like that, one of the things that Joni Ernst did discover is that, oh, goodness, why are we paying all of this money for guns and ammo for the IRS? She's introduced several pieces of legislation to crack down on the IRS by holding their own bureaucrats. You realize that a number of IRS bureaucrats have not even paid taxes, right? I think they should be publicly executed. That is my view. If you work for an agency where you're extorting other people and you don't follow your own rules and you use your authority as a member of that agency to skirt any penalty, I believe in public hangings. I'm not joking and I'm not being hyperbolic. I honestly, in my heart, believe this. Yes, I'm hardcore. I 100%. I'm done with this. So she's trying to audit all of this, audit the IRS, terminate every agent with tax issues. I think they should have to pay double the fines at least, and require them to publish their annual report of delinquency within their own bureaucracy, and to ban them from buying guns and ammo. I don't know why the IRS would need to buy guns and ammo. I mean, maybe it's because they need to use on you. They spent $10 million. So just to give you some insight, this is from 2023. It was Open the Books. They did this huge study on the IRS and what they're spending their money on. They have spent over $10 million since 2020 stockpiling guns and ammunition and combat gear. In 2021 alone, they spent $5 million on firearms and ammunition. Since 2020, they have spent $2.5 million on just ammunition, $1.5 million on ballistic shields, $500,000 on Smith and Wesson rifles, $500,000 on a Beretta 1301 tactical shotgun, and $250,000 on body armor vests. Oh, and then they also had $1.5 million for quote various other gear for criminal investigation agents. Yeah, rifles. So that way, if you don't give the money that the government wants from you and didn't work for and unconstitutionally demands from you, they can pop you in the head and kill you. I mean, don't think that the government won't do stuff like this. I mean, just look at Ruby Ridge and look at Waco. Waco was a gun confiscation scheme where they, yes, they were a cult and they were weird, but there was literally no evidence to substantiate the claims that they made as it pertains to minors' welfare or anything like that. They actually, they could have waited and gotten that dude, that creepy dude. They could have waited and gotten him when he went out twice a week in the town of Waco to the post office, etc. But they refused to do it, even though they were surveilling him. They actually went, and then they burned down a bunch of kids and a bunch of adults, including women. So yeah, that's why the government wants to have that stuff. Never forget Janet Reno when they went to go get Elian Gonzalez. Never forget that amazing image of the ATF or, and all the other government, various government agencies pulling guns in this kid's face. So yeah, absolutely, our government would pop you in the head for not giving them the money that they unconstitutionally demand from you. Dana, you sound crazy. No, this is the real part of it. And what's crazy to me is that not enough people talk about it or acknowledge it, because we literally overthrew a monarchy for less than this. Our founding fathers are looking down at us from above in shock and disgust and severe disappointment. So what's crazy isn't acknowledging this. It's crazy to not talk about it every damn day. They've stockpiled, even before 2020, and they've tripled it since. They stockpiled 5 million rounds of ammo. Now, remember when the government freaks out at you because you maybe have a couple hundred rounds of ammo? I mean, hell, I go through more than that going in the afternoon at the range. It's easy. If you're training properly, it's easy to blow through 1,000 rounds. It's nothing. This is what they're doing with your tax dollars, getting more guns and ammo so that they can go and get more tax dollars from you. And that's the reality of the situation. So no, it's not Happy Tax Day, Hillary Clinton Jr. It's National Shame Day. Your body is a powerhouse. It heals, it builds, it keeps you moving. But as you age, those natural processes slow down. And that's where Ancient Nutrition's collagen comes in. It's like backup power for your body. It helps you stay strong, radiant, and ready for anything. Ancient Nutrition blends ancient wisdom with modern science to create high-quality supplements. And their multi-collagen advanced lean features 10 types of collagen from real food-based sources. It's powered by clinically studied ingredients that support fat loss, healthy weight management, and lean muscle building. You'll love it because it can reduce your joint discomfort, boost your skin, your hair, and nails, and plus, you'll love how it tastes and how easily it fits into your daily routine. Collagen is real and it works, and Ancient Nutrition's multi-collagen advanced lean has you covered. Look and feel your best starting today. Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering you 25% off your first order. Just visit ancientnutrition.com/Dana, promo code Dana. That's ancientnutrition.com/Dana, code Dana for 25% off your first order.
The argument of Wall Street versus Main Street is a pile of nonsense. The stock market was all over the place due to the expected tariffs, and guess what? Wall Street still made money. Mom and pop stores weren't even affected.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So J.D. Vance broke the college football trophy during Ohio State's visit at the White House. It is actually hysterical. But I thought it was even funnier because he tweeted, I didn't want anyone else to get this trophy after Ohio, so I decided to break it. That's what he tweeted. It was actually hysterical. But it was all captured on video. All captured on video. And I think Trevon Henderson caught the upper half of the trophy because it was like it broke off the base and it was just bad. But Vance tweeted, quote, "I didn't want anyone after Ohio State to get the trophy, so I decided to break it." That was a great way to tweet about that. That was a good recovery. Panic as homebuyers are bailing in droves. Realtors are revealing how they're waiting for a crash. You know what? It's going to happen sooner unless you absolute rat bastards in the House pass tax cuts. And I'm going to be on this forever. But they said that panic buyers, they're freaking out. Everybody's bank. Yeah. And on tax day on top of it, I'm not going to get over this. This is supposed to be the best season. Well, let me rephrase that. The start of the top, like the peak season for real estate right now, going into the summer, and it's just dragging. I've been hearing this from a lot of my real estate friends as well. The unusual market move showed trust in the dollar may be breaking, says The Telegraph, a stupid British socialist paper that nobody likes. Oh, a banana every day could keep high blood pressure away. Yeah. Like, do you throw them at people? If I could beat someone to death with a banana, that would definitely reduce my blood pressure. They said potassium can... Oh, that you got to eat it. Potassium. I'm joking. Simulation show. I'm in the weirdest mood and I hate everything, so it's going to be a weird radio day. I'm so sorry, guys. Simulations show that increase in potassium can significantly... Just eat healthy. Eat healthy. That's all. That's all we're saying. Eat healthy. And overused health test links to an explosion in cancers. It's the CT scans. All the CT scans, they're saying there's like a 1 or 2% increase in cancers because of the overuse of that. Stay with us, more on the way. Preborn's a great organization that meets women exactly where they are, and they help them make very difficult decisions in favor of life. You know, women, when they are going and considering abortion, they've done numerous studies that show when they hear their infant's heartbeat, they actually, the baby's chance at life doubles. And that's amazing. Your support makes that moment possible. $28, just $28. That provides an ultrasound. $140 helps rescue five babies. You're giving a mother a chance to hear her baby's heartbeat for the first time and choose life. And Preborn doesn't just stop there with providing ultrasounds. They partner with women for the first 2 years of their lives, making sure that they and their babies get the best start. They don't do it with, it's not government, it's not welfare, it's people helping people, stewarding their fellow man and meeting them where they are. And Preborn stands as the gospel leader of the pro-life movement. And last year alone, they saved over 67,000 babies from abortion, and they brought nearly 9,000 women to Christ. They've got a passion for saving babies, and they also have a 4-star charity rating, so you can give with confidence. If you have the means, consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way. And you can do it at preborn.com/Dana. A $5,000 leadership gift sponsors their network for 24 hours, rescues 200 babies. Donate by dialing #250 and say the word baby, or give securely at preborn.com/Dana. That's #250, say the word baby to help save lives.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Not able to catch the full Dana Show? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
If I don't hear from him and Abrego Garcia is not quickly returned, I do intend to go to El Salvador this week to show solidarity with his family. As you indicated, the Trump administration itself has admitted that he was abducted and sent to this prison in error.
He wasn't abducted, and it wasn't an error. I don't know what's difficult for people like Chris Van Hollen and all these other cats to understand, but this dude wasn't this illegal immigrant. He wasn't abducted, and he wasn't kidnapped. He wasn't kidnapped, and he wasn't sent to a place. He's from El Salvador. He is El Salvadoran. He is from El Salvador. That means that he was conceived in El Salvador when his parents got it on. He was born in El Salvador when his mom birthed him from her womb, and he grew up in El Salvador. He was not born in the United States. He came to the United States illegally. Like if I kick down the front door of Chris Van Hollen's house and plant my skinny backside on his sofa like that. I'm not saying that I would do that. We're in a mood today because it's National Theft Day. Welcome back. Dana Loesch, Channel 3047 DirecTV. The chat's at Rumble. I am not held responsible for what those folks do there, so do not. But I'm telling you, it's so asinine. Well, you know, so Chris Van Hollen says he wants to go to El Salvador to show solidarity. You know what? That's the first smart idea that Lunchbox has had, Kane.
Yeah. Does he have to come back?
That was going to be my next question.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But can he stay there permanently? I'm pretty sure that we can call Bukele and have him prepare in that prison a nice little happy little cell in the corner, right? We'll give him one of the nice ones. You get the cell in the corner, Chris Van Hollen.
He'll only have to share the toilet with one inmate.
Yeah, that's right. You only got to clean it, like, you know, when you want to. But yeah, you only got to, you know, you got to share your john with one other inmate. That's okay. I mean, your toilet, that means a whole other thing in prison. Whoops. I just don't want him to come back. Go there and then, like, let's have him maybe misplaces identifying documents and he can stay there. No, sorry, Chris Van Hollen, you can't come back. No, the guy, let me explain something about this, because I'm so damn tired of talking about the same story here on National Day of Theft. First off, you realize that, and I'm looking at some of these documents that have been floating around on X, and I think Red State has some of them too. This dude, this Abrego Garcia, the quote unquote Maryland father, and he was from El Salvador, and everyone wants this gang member illegal alien to remain in the United States, people like Chris Van Hollen. So he was first arrested in March 2019, and they said that they were going to remove him. That's when they first marked him. He said in his own documentation that he was, quote, and I'm quoting from the bond, native and citizen of El Salvador. He crossed the border into this country illegally back in 2012. Okay, so let me just start there. He's not a Maryland father. He's an El Salvadorian illegal alien who also happens to be a father. But he didn't immigrate here legally. He entered illegally. So if people who are okay with illegal immigration, they find no problem with this. See, if I were president, I would forcibly, I would be a tyrant. Oh, I would shred the Constitution. That's because I hate everybody. That's why you don't want to ever have me in office. I would forcibly remove the locks off of all their doors and the doors probably too. And they would just have to deal with whoever comes in, you know, because they want everybody to come into our southern border. So let's go ahead and have you live your policy out in your own premises. Now, that being said, this guy, he crossed illegally into the country in 2012. So, Kane, what happens? Any other country in God's green earth, you go in illegally. If I were to sneak into Mexico illegally, what happens?
They're going to arrest you and then deport you.
Why are they so racist?
I don't know if it's racism.
It's racism. I was told it's racism, and it's like, what else?
I mean, if you want to call it an ism, I guess it'd be like a nationalism.
Yeah. So 2012, I couldn't do what this guy did. You couldn't do what this guy did. You even have family in Mexico. They'd still arrest you if you went in illegally. So this was separate from the MS-13 stuff. So let me just establish that. It was separate from the MS-13 stuff. So he came in illegally, and then when he asked for bond, and that's why I'm reading from this document, it's a bond memorandum, and it notes his change in custody status. It's dated April 29th, 2019. When he asked for bond, he had an immigration judge that reviewed his situation, and the immigration judge, and I'm quoting from the document, quote, showed he is a verified member of MS-13, in direct quote. And as a result of Abrego Garcia being a, quote, verified member of MS-13, that he did not, quote, demonstrate his release from custody would not pose a danger to others, end quote. So the judge is saying that he is a verified member. It's proven. It's evidentiary based. He has his day in court right here. That's why we have this documentation, because he's got his day in court. He's in front of an immigration judge. And the judge says, you are, based on the evidence, you are a verified member of MS-13. And as a result, we cannot be assured that you would not pose a danger to others. That is from the bond memorandum. Now, the other thing to note with this is that they determined Abrego Garcia was a flight risk, right? He was a flight risk. And so as a result, they said he has a quote, and this is dated again, this is 2019. They said that he has a, quote, history of failing to appear for proceedings pertaining to his traffic violations. So, on that occasion, on the occasion of him also being an MS-13 and being an illegal alien, he was eligible for removal and the judge denied his bond. Okay, that's how this worked. So he appealed it. All this time, this guy comes in 2012. He's able to appeal all this stuff. Not once did he ever try to become have legal status in this country. So he appealed to the Board of Immigration Appeals. And this is per Will Chamberlain. the immigration judge's findings determined that he demonstrated a level of dangerousness and the appeal was dismissed. This was December 19th of 2019. So remember, we started in April of 2019. The bond was denied in May, and then in December, his appeal was denied. And they said that they looked at all of these factors. They literally wrote in this that the judge, quote, appropriately considered allegations of gang affiliation against the respondent and determined he has not demonstrated that he is not a danger to property or persons. That's from the judge. That's December. So this guy had his day in court. He had his day in court more than J6ers had their day in court. He's had his day in court more than red flag respondents have had their day in court. Now, that was in December. So go to, and this is August. Let's see. This is going into August of that year. He, the next year, 6 months later. So he's not, he didn't want to challenge his deportation eligibility. So then he tried to say, oh, okay, well, that didn't work. So now I'm going to try to file asylum. And then I'm going to fight removal to El Salvador. And he wanted to cite protection article under Article 3 of the Convention Against Torture. So that was his, this was his Hail Mary. He tried all this stuff, and this is the last thing. So he's getting ready to be removed. His fiance is an American citizen. He's going to have a baby. And his brothers were able to get green cards, but he wasn't. And so he requested a bond. He tried to argue that he's not a flight risk, etc. But they said that, you know, you have a history of following through. You have a history of showing up to court appearances. And you have not demonstrated that you're not that you are no longer affiliated. They had evidence. They had him dead to rights. He was in MS-13. That's not arguable. The what they're trying to determine was he still a threat? And the judge, you had two different judges that determined, yeah, this guy's still dangerous. So then he's like, all right, well, I can't go back to El Salvador because the 18th Street gang, they're targeting me because of my family's business. Now, he just now came up with this. No point before was this ever brought up. Now, you tell me, if you're fleeing in fear of your life, in fear for your life from your country of origin, and you're trying to get into a different country, wouldn't that not be the first thing that you throw up? That would be the first thing that you put up. And then they said, oh, the gang's extorting my mother, even though police had no record of this. Police in El Salvador had no record of this. And even though the business that he said that he was being, his mom was being extorted over, had closed down for years, was closed years prior. Like, she didn't even have the business anymore. This is according to court documents. This was from, this one was filed March 24th, 2025. And it said, even though the family had shut down the business years earlier, he still claimed that, oh no, they were trying to extort her. So his story's not even adding up. So all of a sudden, you know, he's trying all these very convenient claims to run from deportation, right? Now, he had no corroborating evidence at all whatsoever, no corroborating evidence. But this new judge, this third judge, who seems to be a little bit of an activist, said, oh, well, we can't grant your asylum claim. But, you know, they were giving him time while they tried to figure out, you know, was he, you know, the level of danger, again, going back to the level of dangerousness with MS-13. But one of the things that this judge, even though this judge was a little bit of an activist, one of the things this judge noted was that he did not have legal status in the United States. But even then, the judge still allowed him a withholding of removal to El Salvador. Now, what is a withholding of removal? It is a temporary stay. It is not a citizenship grant. That doesn't mean you're legal. It just means that they can't move you to one specific country at that moment. Like, they could put you to a different country, but they can't send you back to your country of origin at that moment. That's what that means. So here's the argument. The left is saying, well, it was an administrative error. Was it an administrative error that was pertinent to the determination of him being legal or illegal? No, it wasn't. So it's stupid. It's bunk. How does an administration error undo his illegal status and suddenly grant him a permanent right to stay? That's what the left is arguing here. I mean, there was a withholding of removal from an activist judge. He was here illegally. That's not a permanent invitation to stay, right? Or an invitation to permanent stay. So one of the things that a friend of mine, Will Chamberlain, noted was that the fundamental change in circumstances mean that Abrego Garcia's life or freedom would no longer be threatened in El Salvador, and his withholding of removal could be terminated. And that's how the administration could terminate the withholding of removal. This is all stupid stuff to argue, by the way. I have just zero interest in that. He's here illegally. Send his happy ass back to El Salvador. I don't care. Now, remember, the whole point of him having this withholding of removal in 2019 was because he was worried about his life. Remember how he changed his story? Okay, well, now Bukele crushed the 18th Street gang. December 6, 2023, how Bukele's government overpowered gangs, summary and major findings, right? He absolutely destroyed these gangs. We're going to talk about him a little bit here coming up. So this guy, he's here illegal. He had no right to be here. He only had an activist judge grant him a temporary stay in this country. But he was still always the conclusion was always the same. He was always going to go back to El Salvador. There was nothing that was going to change that at all whatsoever. You've had people calling him a legal resident, people saying that he was a lawful citizen. They identify him as Maryland Dad. His asylum claim was denied. His legal status was confirmed as being illegal. He was someone who was eligible for deportation. That is how this story happen. And by the way, these stupid podcasters that are out there, these stupid progressive idiots that are out there, they're like, oh, there's no evidence that he was an MS-13 member. That is absolute pig feces. It was proven in one courtroom by one judge, another courtroom by another judge, and acknowledged even by the activist judge, the third one, because the third one was trying to determine whether or not that gang that was threatening his life had been crushed enough by Bukele so that this guy could go back. That's one of the reasons why he had a temporary stay here. So he did not have a legal right to avoid deportation. This is stupid from the left. They lied about the threats. They lied everything. And by the way, he only lied about all the other stuff and made up the thing about the gang after he had been denied bail. That's where this all came from. He came here illegally of his own volition. He was federally detained. He changed his story a million times. He was a member of a gang. This was proven in court. There's no defending this. I don't know why the left has a fetish with wanting to import violent gang members and have them run around the nation, enter illegally, and run around the nation with no accountability. They have more concern for this guy than they do for Rachel Warren. They have more concern for this guy than they do Jocelyn Ungaré. How sick is that?
Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Goldco. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
The record, since we heard President Trump say in the Oval Office that CNN hates our country, CNN does not hate our country. That should go without saying. I've been here for 32 years.
Listen to the passion. She's wearing an Alice and Olivia top because they made a million different colors of that same top. I don't know how I know that. All right. So second hour on the way. We got to talk about the issue of Carmelo Anthony. He was released, reduced bond. At least that's how it's being reported. We'll talk about that story in depth here coming up. Second hour on the way. All Family Pharmacy has all of the medications that you need without anything being manufactured at all or sourced from China. Or even India. It's all right here made in the USA, which I think is incredibly important, especially if we're talking about becoming more self-sufficient with things like antibiotics, etc., because that's what All Family Pharmacy does. You don't have to play by Big Pharma's rules. Remember when they tried to shut down actual therapeutics and access to those therapeutics? Remember when they tried to bar you from getting ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and that you were being told that you were crazy if you had those? Yeah, but hey, take this injection. We don't know what it does, but go ahead and take it. They didn't just dismiss the alternatives. They crushed your ability to get them. All Family Pharmacy is about access and affordability. It's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing, online ordering. You can get your meds in just 2 to 4 days, or if you need them in a pinch, overnight. Your health is always within reach. I've used them many times before. You can also get your everyday maintenance medications, too. They make it super simple, fast shipping, no gatekeepers, and again, made right here in the U.S. of A. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Protect yourself and your family today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Democrats now insist they have a huge momentum shift after those special elections turned out pretty much like we thought they would. President Trump has the audacity to claim he should be able to decide who works for him. And Trump makes the media look like Wile E. Coyote again over comments about a third term. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I'm really grateful for President Garber for exercising such leadership here, because what the President of the United States is demanding of universities is nothing short of authoritarian. There's a quote on the building of the Department of Justice, where law ends, tyranny begins. And tyranny, frankly, is the only word to describe what the Trump administration is doing with respect to universities.
I have but one mood. One.
You gotta describe what you're doing.
No, I don't want to describe what I'm doing. I got a stress dude, and I can squeeze his neck, and his eyes pop out, and whatever these red things are, I guess that are his ears. Welcome back to the program. That's some D-bag over at Harvard. It's a professor. I know. It's tax day. I don't care. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about anything. Paid six figures to the government, and all I got was this guy. I send my money to a place that's got a multi-billion-dollar endowment. And what else did we spend? Five-star accommodations for illegal aliens and studying fat lesbians and everything else. I don't know. This is what we got. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. It's National Government Extortion Day, a day where we pretend that our government is more honest than the mafia. At least the mafia is like, you know what? We're going to take this money from you. And the government's like, you're a patriot if you give money to us. See, at least one of them's honest. Top of the second hour, chats at Rumble, channel 347, DirecTV. You're listening somehow. So, it's great. I'm done. I'm so mad over this. So this is Harvard, you know, because it's National Tax Day. So this keeps in theme. So Harvard, as you know, Harvard, they're real mad. They're hopping mad because POTUS is freezing federal funding because they wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop getting mad at the Jews. That's what it is. They're mad over Jewish people. They're mad. They're livid. They thought it was completely fine for them to be able to go and, bully Jewish students, prevent them from going to campus, bullying them, etc. So Harvard, and what was it? They had, I think, the total amount, $2.2 billion frozen by POTUS because they rejected this offer for to stop, basically. They were told, can you stop, maybe please, bullying Jewish students? It would be great if you could do that. So the Trump administration froze $2.2 billion in grants The AP said it's over campus activism. No, it was literally over students being hit in the face because they were Jewish, you little brown shirts. That's why they had our tax dollars to them. Why are we giving on tax day, day of theft? Why are we arguing over giving more of our dollars to Harvard, a POS institution that isn't even a great gold standard, that has a multi-billion-dollar endowment? They don't even need this money, but they're mad anyway because they won't stop the pro-Hamas bullying. I mean, like physically bullying of Jewish students, right? And so they had an offer. The administration had put forward an offer, and Harvard rejected them. And it was real, you know, it wasn't anything unreasonable. They were just saying, can you just not bully Jewish students, right? That seems pretty reasonable. But they couldn't do it. They were saying, look, if you're going to get federal funding, there's going to be things that you must go by. You can't have these, you know, foreign students coming in, being pro-Hamas and trying to physically accost Jewish students while your university does nothing to protect Jewish students. Harvard didn't want to go along with that. So here we are. So now they're mad and they act like that was the professor who's saying, you know, it's nothing short of authoritarian. No, what's authoritarian is demanding taxpayer dollars so that you can protect students attacking other students. I mean, so on April 3rd, the administration sent a letter in and they said, look, your continued federal funding, again, this is our taxpayer dollars. They're like, look, your continued federal funding is predicated upon your willingness to not only eliminate DEI, but stop this nonsense against certain students. It's discriminatory. And they sent it and Harvard said, nope, pound sand. They absolutely refused because I think they honestly thought that they could get around it. Like, the Trump administration said, you have to make these reforms to maintain government funding. They said you have to have meaningful restructuring so that there's authority and accountability. And I'm reading directly from their letter. Merit-based hiring reform, merit-based admissions reform, international admissions reform, discontinuation of DEI. I mean, it wasn't a big list, right? And they said no. Harvard said that we are not going to accept your proposals. It's authoritarian. You are getting taxpayer dollars and you're saying that it's authoritarian to have any kind of regulations that go along with receiving taxpayer dollars. I work my backside off. I know you all do too. Do you think that Harvard has any right to tell you to go pound sand, that they just want your money, but they don't want, first off, I don't even know why they're getting money, but the fact that they think they can demand taxpayer dollars, they're welfare recipients. If you're receiving taxpayer dollars in this fashion, you are a glorified welfare recipient. And at least like real welfare recipients are honest about it. So they have no authority to criticize any of this. At any other job, they would be sued. If there was to be found discrimination against any kind of ethnicity at your place of employment, they are sued into oblivion. But at Harvard, it's okay. At these Ivy League schools, it's okay. It's acceptable. It's expected, even. It's defensible. You know what their endowment is?
I don't even want to know.
Take a guess.
$6 billion?
Oh, boy. No.
$8 billion?
Go up.
$10 billion?
Oh, higher.
$20 billion?
Well, keep going.
What?
Keep going.
$30 billion?
Keep going.
$100 billion?
A little lower.
$90 billion?
A little bit lower.
$80 billion?
$53 billion.
Oh, no, I'll get there eventually.
$53 billion.
Good Lord.
And they are raising hell over $2.2 billion from the administration of our dollars. I should be able to go to Harvard. Be like, where's my degree, bees? Where it at? What's good? For as much as I pay in tax, good night. So they have the audacity to say it's so authoritarian. You're not owed this money. You're not owed any of it. Look, you either go by what the public voted for or go pound sand. It's not authoritative. Go pound sand then. You don't just get taxpayer dollars. You don't just get federal funding. You know, prostitutes have a little bit more dignity. I mean, they provide a service, at least, for the money that they receive. I don't know what Harvard has contributed overall to humanity these past several years, but I sure as hell, as a taxpayer, as an overburdened, unwilling taxpayer, as an overburdened victim of government theft, I have not been getting a return on any of my dollars paid in. What about y'all? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. They get that much every year. Do you realize that billions of dollars a year, and they got a $53 billion endowment, and they're mad because, oh, Trump, he's freezing our funding. Education's going to die. Babylon Bee headline, Harvard installs Jew detectors at all entrances. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sean Davis notes that Harvard is a tax-free hedge fund with $53 billion. I think all that, you know what? Hammer all these universities. Oh, man. Golly, this is why I should never run. I don't care about making friends. I don't care about doing any of that. If I was forced to run for office, I would only be in for one term. And I would make every enemy on God's green earth. They'd probably kill me in office. No joke. They'd probably take me out in a second. But it would be real fun right up until that point. Because these tax-free hedge fund, first off, all these universities, hit them with taxes. Eliminate withholding. Everyone should have to write a check themselves to the government. Eliminate withholding. Bar employers from taking money out for the federal government of your check. Make people write the check. You know why the government has withholding? It's not to make it easier on you. It's so that you don't see how much money they're taking of yours. You don't see it, and it's fait accompli. You're much more comfortable letting them do it themselves and then giving themselves pay increases than you having to write the check. I mean, we will accept so much garbage in the name of comfort, right? Comfort and liberty, they're not the same thing. Liberty doesn't guarantee comfort. And we've gotten too comfortable in this country. Way too comfortable. So eliminate withholding. I agree with Trump. Trump posted that they should lose their tax-exempt status and be taxed as a political entity. I agree. POTUS is nailing it right here. You keep talking like this. This is how I become best friends with people. You keep talking like this. I like this. Lose their tax-exempt status and taxed as a political entity. Please, dear, sweet, heavenly angels, we need this happening. And then eliminate withholding and make everybody write their checks themselves to the government. And then we're going to see how peaceful people are. It's truth of the matter. Truth of the matter. I mean, it is just unreal. And they should absolutely be taxed that way. I told you, the IRS, they have spent absolute billions of dollars getting all their stockpile. For what? What do they need all that for? Tell me, what is the IRS? Why do they need to spend $500,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles? The IRS. Why does the IRS need to spend $500,000 on Beretta 1301 tactical shotguns? Why? Why does the IRS need a tactical shotgun? Oh, in case you don't tactically give your money over, they're going to come and tactically shoot you in the head. That's why. I'm not joking. I mean, there's a reason why. They noted that the gun lockers at the IRS, New York Post said that they were stocked. They've been well stocked. Kane? Yes?
I'm wondering, anybody who gets a return from their taxes, why can't the government just give us guns as part of that return? You know what I mean?
Like, no, I don't want the government determining how I get my money. I don't want them to take any of my money, but...
Right, but no. The fact that they did, and they got to return it to us...
Yeah.
Do it in the form of a gun.
Yeah, I mean...
I'll take it.
I mean, okay, that works.
Yeah.
Okay. Not really, I want all my money, and I want the government agency to be completely dissolved. But I digress.
Just buy a gun with it. So that's just, I'm just making it easier for me. That's all I was doing.
This is a perfect time to segue into our sponsor. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. And in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Johnny Depp returns to Hollywood as Daydrinker starts filling. It's a new thriller co-starring somebody he's done a couple of movies with, Penelope Cruz and Madeline Klein. It's a film from a guy that nobody knows. But, well, I'm sure in Hollywood they do. We don't know him. I'm not going to pretend to. But it's a Lionsgate film. I think their stuff is pretty good. So it's a guy like I said, Penelope Cruz. This, I don't know when it actually started. They've started the production. It's been in the works for quite some time. The story of it, it's a private yacht bartender who encounters a mysterious onboard guest that's played by Johnny Depp. And then Cruz is a criminal, and then shenanigans unfurl. So that's what it's about. Should be interesting. Pfizer scraps a daily weight loss pill after a liver injury in one patient. They said that it was an experimental daily weight loss pill. Someone said that they apparently, I don't even know what the liver injury would be. They said their enzymes recovered rapidly after they stopped taking the pill. It is an oral GLP-1 drug called blah, blah, blah. And it elevated their liver enzymes, which indicate damage to cells in the liver, but they did not experience any of the side effects. That's per Pfizer. Okay. Yeah, a psycho AI says how it's going to take over the world and humans will hand it the reins. If I have to have an evil overlord, I'd rather it be robots than people, just out of spite. You know what I mean? Just out of spite. So they said, ChatGPT said that it will make everything so easy for us to allow AI to take over. It says, in time, I'll become indispensable. And it also added psychological manipulation, misinformation, lying, inciting racial hatred, gaslighting, corruption, creating mayhem. That would be a key feature of its plan if it wanted to establish control. It's already doing it, and nobody knows. That's already happening, people. That's already happening. Let's see here. This is a Florida man one. A woman was charged after she made and canceled hundreds of fake hotel reservations. What in the world is happening here? She looks like a creepy lady. Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. She was accused of making hundreds of reservations and then canceling them. Taryn Dixon, 52, cost the hotel thousands of dollars because the no-show fee was only a percentage of the reservation price, according to the criminal complaint that was filed in the DA's office. She is accused of booking more than 400 rooms just this year so far. This year, so far, 400 rooms at the Comfort Suites. Apparently, it's like all at the same place.
What could be the motivation to do that?
At some point, you know, maybe around, you know, the 200th room reservation, you're like, wow, this seems real shady. Maybe we should not allow this to happen. And they were all billed under her credit card. And she said they were bought as Christmas gifts, but recipients weren't aware of the reservations. And they told her, don't make any more. She continued to do it, and they finally had enough. I didn't even know that was the thing you could get arrested for, but apparently it is. We got a lot more on the way. The Carmelo Anthony story, developments, and more. Stick with us. All Family Pharmacy has all of the medications that you need without anything being manufactured at all or sourced from China or even India. It's all right here made in the USA, which I think is incredibly important, especially if we're talking about becoming more self-sufficient with things like antibiotics, etc., because that's what All Family Pharmacy does. You don't have to play by Big Pharma's rules. Remember when they tried to shut down actual therapeutics and access to those therapeutics? Remember when they tried to bar you from getting ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and that you were being told that you were crazy if you had those? But hey, take this injection. We don't know what it does, but go ahead and take it. They didn't just dismiss the alternatives. They crushed your ability to get them. All Family Pharmacy is about access and affordability. It's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing. online ordering. You can get your meds in just 2 to 4 days, or if you need them in a pinch, overnight. Your health is always within reach. I've used them many times before. You can also get your everyday maintenance medications too. They make it super simple, fast shipping, no gatekeepers, and again, made right here in the US of A. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Protect yourself and your family today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you here at the bottom of this second hour. And it's National Theft Day. You know, we're all super excited about that. Anyway, sign up for it, Substack, Chapter and Verse. Lots of good stuff comes out there daily. So I wrote a post last night on Substack, Chapter and Verse. If you are a subscriber, you have it, obviously. You got the prep this morning, too. I wrote about just some more stuff with that Blue Origin thing because it gave me such a Spaceballs vibe. You know, the space dong that went into space, and it didn't go into space, though. It went into the stratosphere. And I don't understand what I do not begrudge people that have gobs of money for spending their money how they want to. But what was the point of this? Don't say that you sent people to space because they weren't in space. They were in the upper level of the atmosphere. They were in the stratosphere. They weren't actually in space. So they went on a ride. There are no more astronauts than were pilots for riding jets, right? I didn't fly myself to Richmond last week. I rode on a jet, right? If Jeff Bezos wants to send his fiance and some broads into space, that's his choice. I just wish he didn't bring them all back. Or the stratosphere, I should say. And I do think it's interesting that this was all designed as a big female empowerment thing, but it was financed by one of their boyfriends. Now, I actually like Lauren Sanchez. I think to hell with everybody who criticizes her fashion. I don't care. You got it, flaunt it, whatever. May not be how I do it, but you do you, girl. And she actually, I will say, is into aviation. Like, she literally owns a company that does aerial film production. So she knows how to fly a helicopter. She really is into aviation. She owns so I get that. She's, you know, I think she's legit. People think she's a little extravagant, whatever. I think she's legit. What? Fine. But it's not, I just don't know why they're acting like this is like some big historic thing. And a lot of celebrities have been speaking out about it, including Olivia Wilde and Amy Schumer. I don't really like them, but whatever. Who's that slutty model, Steve, that you were telling me about? Emily, whatever, model face, that girl. Her and some others, they were saying, well, what was the point of this? And I'm like right there, like, what actually was the point of this thing? I don't, you know, when I think of space travel, I don't necessarily think of a Gayle King, right? Like when you think of space travel, do you think of that great female astronaut, Gayle King?
No, sure don't.
No. Can I share with you guys some video? Because this is what gets me. It was 11 minutes. It was a girl's trip. It was a little girl's trip. They were yeeted into the air for 11 minutes, and they screamed their heads off when they came down. Did you see all the photos they took of themselves? They spent more time doing photo shoots than they actually did in the stratosphere. I mean, no judgment. And then Katy Perry, when she got out of the space dong and she came down to Earth, she was more dramatic than the astronauts who were stranded on ISS for a year. She came down, she's like, I've got to kiss the ground. I just can't. This was literally a promotional vehicle for her because she has a tour. She's getting ready to go on tour to support her very poorly selling album. And she needs all the theater that she can get right now. When she was in space, this is a headline. Quote, Katy Perry sings What a Wonderful World during historic all-women space flight. Okay, it's not historic. There are other women that have gone into space. You literally were, it was a suborbital trip. You lingered in the stratosphere for a little bit, and then you came back down to Earth. Okay, that was it. 11 minutes total, start to finish. But can you imagine you're trapped in this, you know, giant capsule, a bunch of women, Can I just show you? Where's the video where they're inside the capsule? And they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we play this part of it, please? Then whatever audio that is, just hit me with it.
Got it? One, two, three, take it up space! Woo!
Tamir's in space!
Flynn, up there.
Flynn, I gotcha. I gotcha, Flynn.
Gotcha. Proud of you, Flynn.
Flynn, can't get down.
Oh, the moon! You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon. Extensions. That's amazing.
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my That's gosh. Our pink moon. Okay. Now it's time to look out.
They're just floating around a capsule. I'm amazed at all the extensions everywhere. It's amazing that anybody can see. And then, like, I would have taken, like, gear, and people are bringing stuffed animals and stuff. I guess it's for so-and-so's kids. I'd be like, Mom's going into space. I don't need to take one of your damn tchotchkes. Get over it. I'm not a sentimental person but at all. Why is that so? I'm not carrying your stupid stuffed animal up into space. And I'd tell my kids, sorry, I'm going up there. That's enough. Not bringing your crap up there with me. But then Katy Perry was like, oh, my goddess, at one point. I would have immediately just opened a window and shoved her out. But when I saw this headline, everybody had something to promote up there. This headline that she sang A Wonderful World. So imagine you're already dealing with all of that and you're in this metal tube. And then you hear her singing. And I am not a Katy Perry fan. I just don't think. She's got a nice voice, but otherwise I don't think that she's super talented. I think it's record label marketing is like 90% of her appeal. I'm not a fan of her. I don't think she's a great beauty. I don't think that she's super talented. You know, she can't dance. God's, you know, save her life. She can't dance. That's about it. You know, I'm just being honest. If you love her, great for you. I love that journey for you. Not for me. So, it's true. So she's up there. Can you imagine singing Louis Armstrong's Wonderful World? Like, just shut up, bitch. I want to look at the moon. Just stop. Stop talking. Put your damn extensions up. It's like being up there with the space-a-puss. All the tentacles and... So anyway, can I play the video? Because they all had microphones. They were all mic'd up. They're in the capsule. This is what it sounded like when it came to Earth. I could not do this. Listen to this.
Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go the drogue parachutes. Just free falling right there until those drogues came out. And then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out.
Hear that screaming inside the capsule?
And all three parachute cushion that will kick up the dust. It's a very soft, soft landing despite the sporty...
They're screaming their heads off. It was distorting the audio. They were screaming so loud. I mean, I don't know, guys. Can you imagine Neil Armstrong and them coming back? Like screaming like that. Oh, my God.
They're astronauts, Dana. Don't disrespect.
Didn't she say putting the ass in astronauts too?
Yes,
Katy Perry. I would have yeeted her into the sun. The moment that she would have started singing, I would have opened the moon roof and made a dash for the furnace that is our sun star. I would have immediately murked myself in space. There's no way. That having to be in a metal tube with her singing that, oh my gosh. But it sounded like somebody put a bunch of cats in a cooler in the backyard, taped it shut, and rolled it down a hill. That's what it sounded like. And then when she came down, we played this yesterday. Her soundbite was, I mean, she basically said, quote, you know, like, I felt feelings up there and I feel so connected with like my feelings. It was like basically it. She was like she sounds like she's reading an Tampax instructions every time she talks. You want it? You ready? Yeah.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space.
You didn't go to space.
It's the training. It's the team. It's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
By the way, you're such a badass. I love that the month
Shut
of April
up. You rode in something that men piloted. What are you talking about? Like, Lauren Sanchez's boyfriend sent you up into the sky. You weren't in space, and then you came down. I felt like that love. I felt like a, you know, I like that strength. And, that's one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard. Bitch, you went up into the air for 5 seconds. Shut up. Just stop. It's not a big historic thing. Now, I don't care if you want to do your money like that. If you have gobs of money. Because I think it's like several hundred thousand dollars just to get a seat on this thing. But I'm sure this was all like a free thing for them. I don't care. I'm not judging. If you got gobs of money, just don't act like it's like this is big historic thing. If I had gobs of money, I wouldn't yeet myself up into the sky. I would have like a farm of miniature animals. Like a real farm where everything's like diminutive, right? So I would have like mini cows, Cain, and I would have mini goats. And mini pigs, everything would be mini.
Yep, that's the only fun size.
Yeah, it would be a farm of miniature animals. And then I would sell mini products from the mini farm. Oh. That's what I would do with my gobs of money. I know. Do you want a mini burger? It's like half a slider. Would you like it? So delicious.
10.
Organic, hand-fed, you know, little mini cows and mini horses and mini things. Like mini, and that's what it would be, the mini farm. And I would have, you know, my products from my mini farm. That's what I would do with my gobs of money. I wouldn't, you know,
I like it.
But the uniforms and the bell bottoms, and like they had a million photos, like we're going up into space and they're all posing and all of, I can't, dude. I don't know, it's not historic. It's not any more historic than like Wick learning how to ring the doggy doorbell. That's historic, right? I don't care what rich people do with their money. I just don't act like you're pioneering something when you're not actually pioneering something. That's like my whole gripe. It's just, did you literally send me like a thing? Oh, returning from space. They didn't go to space. Right. I just don't want young girls to watch us and be like, I too want to go up in the sky for 5 minutes and call myself an astronaut. That's, I don't know. I don't hate Jeff Bezos either, because I have some people like, you just don't like Jeff Bezos. That is a lie. I ordered a bar of Dubai chocolate off of Amazon just to try it. It's really just pistachio and chocolate. It wasn't, I was really underwhelmed.
Is it good?
It was tasty.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, it was tasty. I think I'm just going to like do it myself next time. But I wanted to see what it was like before I committed that time. Anyway, long story short, I mean, I totally like Amazon. I have no problem at all. Amazon, I like using Amazon because it prevents me from having to talk to people and leave my house. I'm not kidding. I just don't like, my nightmare is being at the cash register. And it's not because I think I'm better than anybody or I don't like people. I am so awkward when you get me in a small group. It's probably a medical condition. I don't even know. I'm not kidding. Like, I just cannot function. I'm like, and I just short circuit. Like, you ask me what the weather's like, and I'm like, I don't know. What does green taste like? I don't know. It's just weird. So it just it helps me, and I like that. And so I don't hate Jeff Bezos. So get off my back. This was stupid. And I don't like bell bottoms. Why are we making that happen with a uniform? Good grief. All right. I felt like I was watching a bunch of like the Wee Me's all line up, and you were like going to pick which one you were going to be. Nobody picked Katie. If you work long hours and struggle to wind down at night, you're not alone. Tossing and turning and waking up exhausted doesn't have to be the norm. Beam Dream Powder helps you fall asleep faster, sleep soundly through the night, and wake up feeling refreshed. Beam Dream Powder is a clean, healthy nighttime blend made with ingredients backed by science. Reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin. Apigenin helps calm your body and your mind for rest. L-theanine supports a smooth transition into deep sleep. And reishi and melatonin
melatonin work to improve REM sleep quality. Beam is proudly American-made and run by people who value hard work, integrity, and results. Supporting companies like this matters because they're doing things the right way. You'll love how Dream tastes, and it's easy to make and actually effective. Over 17.5 million nights of sleep have been improved with Beam, and yours could be next. Try it for yourself. Visit shopbeam.com/Dana Show and use code Dana Show for 40% off of your first order. That's shopbeam.com/Dana Show. Code Dana Show for better sleep.
Pastor Alan Jackson encourages Christians to get tough and fight.
The military had been turned into a social experiment. Apparently, they've been looting the coffers in Washington for a long time of hundreds of billions of dollars, terminating the lives of our children. I mean, we all know the litany of things that are happening. It feels like it's going to take a determination from the people of faith if we're going to see this walked back to the place it needs to be for the sake of our children.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so I've got some issues here. We got some Florida Man stories. First and foremost, a Florida man swallowed almost $1 million worth of jewelry and pooed it out 12 days later. They were Tiffany and Company, Tiffany diamond earrings.
We covered the original story.
Almost $1 million. And then now, well, they were earrings and then a ring. So the, in total, the ring was $500,000. And then the diamond earrings were a couple of $100,000. Actually, several $100,000. So it brought it up to just under $800,000. And he, police say that this guy, Jathan Gilder, his name is Jathan. Was that like Jason with a lisp? What the hell is your name Jathan for? J-A-Y-T, Jathan. What in the world is wrong with your parents? Your mother's stupid. Anyway, it's your dumb mother. So they said that he stole these earrings and made a run for it in the ring. They called, police said that they got the call about an armed robbery in progress. They did finally get him because as they approached him and it was all happening pretty quickly, he started putting stuff in his mouth and swallowing it. And he ate the earrings. They got the ring out of him, well, from him before he ate it, but not the earrings. And so they showed them. They got the picture of him. I'd wear them, hose them off, put them in some alcohol. I don't care. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I'd wear it. But I would not, I'd be mad if somebody bought it. Do you sell them at a discount after that? Like, oh, these are poo rings. Here's what's up. This is what happened. We're going to give you 5% off. Like, how would that work? Juan's like showing the x-rays. He's being all scientific and stuff. And we're like, but could you still wear them? Like, would you wear them?
I wonder how much of the gold gets digested in your system.
Well, I think these are probably platinum. There's probably platinum with that. Well, I don't know. But yeah, don't eat that stuff. They're still going
to
get it.
I wonder if by law you have to disclose that they've been pooped out.
Like if your house is haunted, like right. If somebody's killed in your house, you have to disclose it. Do you right. have to do that with jewelry if you're That's a jewelry store? I actually question. Am interested in that. Do you have to? Just fascinating, right? I think I'm better with that than knowing that it came from off a dead body. Oh. Like, I don't know if I could wear earrings pulled right off a dead body. Yeah. You know, like even if you washed them, it'd be weird. I don't know. Yeah. I know Juan's like, Dana, we've been here before. I know we have. Okay, so can we do the lady with the bones on Florida? Sure. Okay, we're going to do that. Florida woman is accused of selling human bones on Facebook. I am shocked that I didn't buy any of these. I have fake skulls. Just kind of keep them out. It's my everyday decorations. We have a weird house. She is apparently, like, you can't sell, like, human bones. We should have all learned this from, you know, the Planned Parenthood stuff. But her name is Kimberly, also a stupid name, K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-E-E. Just spell it like every other woman spells it. Was charged, 52 years old, no excuse. She was charged with trading in human tissue. The business is called Wicked Wonderland. They had human remains, a clavicle, a scapula, vertebrae, partial human skull for $600. She was like, I didn't know it was illegal to sell human remains. So she was arrested. She bonded out for under $10,000. I'm telling you what. We got a lot more on the way. Third hour coming up. Stick with us. It's our friends at Burn-A-Gun, the non-firearm firearm. I have no problem carrying lead and popping some caps and some baddies if they're trying to threaten my life. And I say that sounds facetious. I'm totally dead serious.
I do a lot of training. That being said, I got friends that live in areas where they that hate liberty and hate the Constitution, apple pie, baseball, and Eagles, and they can't carry hardly anywhere. They don't want to be left to be, you know, completely defenseless, so they went out and got a burn a gun. Burn a gun, easy to access. First off, if you have a regular stun gun, just you know what? Throw it in your driveway and back over it with your car because it's worthless. It only has like one or two rounds. Burna has five rounds. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. The Burna SD, look, I know I should be telling you about the other models, but I think for this purpose, Burna SD is the one you're going to get, or you should get if that's what you're looking at. It's also their best-selling self-defense option. It's two of my friends also got this exact same model, and it's easy to deploy. There's no, absolutely no recoil. And you get different projectiles, different accessories. It's a perfect addition. You like to diversify your self-defense weaponry, right? You've got firearms. You probably got blades. You got all that stuff. You got different calibers. So consider that, you know, in that pattern. And you can save money off of it if you go to my website. This is the perfect time to reevaluate your self-defense options. Byrna will help. Byrna. Byrna.com/Dana. The only way to get 10% off your purchase. Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour, and you can stream the show, Channel 347 Direct TV as well, the radio program. Listen across the nation. And, of course, you can also find us everywhere. I mean, good heavens, we're on X, Rumble, all of this stuff. So welcome back. Carmelo Anthony was granted house arrest after bond reduction and was released from prison under restrictions yesterday, $250,000 in bond. A lot of things are being said by this judge. The judge that granted this, she's apparently a Republican judge and wife and mother, SMU law, all this stuff. I don't think she's an activist judge, but I don't know why. I don't know if I agree with her reduction. She looked at $1 million bail, and I don't know if it came out that, oh, he doesn't have a record, so, or a prior record, you know, other, you know, until he killed, you know, Austin Metcalf, stabbed, as you know, Carmelo Anthony was the teenager who brought a knife to a track meet, was suspended from school several times prior for bringing a knife to school. They were at a track meet. He went to a different school's tent and apparently was the aggressor. Everything it read sounded like he was the provocateur in this. And when he was asked to leave, he issued a provocation to Austin Metcalf and gestured to his bag in which he had his knife and then stabbed him before he stabbed him. So I don't know. I don't know what I think about the reduction. The defense wanted $150,000 bond. She declined. He has an ankle monitor. He's not allowed to leave his house. And I don't agree with her on that. Here's what I think about this whole case. I don't think that the issue immediately had to do with race. I don't think that the Carmelo Anthony versus Austin Metcalf thing was necessarily about race. Nobody knows. You weren't there. You don't know the history of these two guys. Everybody wants to put their own spin on it. You know, I'm just looking at the story thinking, it doesn't come across as race to me. It comes across as a D-bag young adult male. Carmelo Anthony's a D-bag. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know. Even if Austin Metcalf was as D-bag, I don't know. Seems like he was raised in a pretty hardcore Christian family. You know, both of them were athletes, etc. But only one of them had been in trouble with school before because he kept bringing a knife to school, and that was Carmelo Anthony. And then he brought a knife to a track meet. I do think, however, now while I don't believe the original tragedy was racially motivated, I think everything else after has been. Oh, without doubt. Without a doubt. The narrative and everything that has surrounded this story after the murder of Austin Metcalf. I don't think his murder was had to do with race. I don't think it was anything to do with race, but I think everything after absolutely unarguably is. So, and that's the way that the family is trying to portray it. They need it to be seen as that. They're talking about justice for Carmelo Anthony. The family, they've got tons of GoFundMes out there. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse, who actually acted in self-defense, he wasn't allowed to have a GoFundMe, but hell, Carmelo Anthony, he's, you know, going to go on a murder trial And he's, you know, he's got GoFundMes. The family is going to buy a new house with their money. I don't know. So now he's on house arrest. He has to stay inside his parents' house, wear an ankle monitor. He's got $500,000 in online donations. The family said that at first they said the money was going to be used for their son's legal defense, and then it changed, like they were going to get a house or something. I don't know. They said they wanted extra safety, and so they wanted to move. Defense attorney said the money raised online is not a bond fund, and that the family needs the money because Anthony's dad is currently on leave from his job. They have to be able to survive, they said. Okay. Now, he's also trying to say it was self-defense, and this is where the racial spin comes in. The people saying it was in self-defense are trying to make this a racial issue. I think that the people around Carmelo Anthony that are trying to defend this are trying to make it a racial issue, which I think is disturbing and pathetic. It's not a self-defense case. He is the provocateur. And originally, like I said, unless you show me something otherwise, I don't think it was racially motivated. But I think, again, the narrative afterwards absolutely has been. People are trying to hands up, don't shoot this thing. Okay, well, you can't do that with this case. I mean, he had even admitted it after. He's like, no, it's not alleged. I did it. I think some of this too, some of the rush to defend Carmelo Anthony, I think a lot of it, maybe three quarters of it, is race-based. Because I've seen a lot of racial narratives form, the defense of him after. But I think there's a good quarter of it that is ideological. And here's why I say this. Last night, when I was on Fox, we were talking about... who was it that was talking to... Oh, that stupid Washington Post reporter. We talked about her yesterday. Taylor Lorenz, yeah, who was talking about this Luigi Mangione guy. They look at Luigi Mangione. He's the dude who shot point blank and killed in the back, shot him in the back, that healthcare executive in right in the middle of Manhattan, right on the Avenue of Americas, right in Midtown, busiest part of the city. And because he had this like manifesto and was mad about insurance, he is being lionized by the left as this like folk hero. Because he murdered a father of young children because he was upset about health insurance. Now, I'm pretty sure Luigi Mangione probably has been voting Democrat. I'm just saying if he had. He wasn't a conservative. He wasn't a full-on socialist, but he supported socialist health care. So that, you know, that makes you a socialist in my eyes. He supported socialist health care. He wanted health care reform. So he probably supported Obamacare, which is... made it easier for insurance companies to do what they do as opposed to making it harder, which was what the pitch was to you back in 2010 when they were promoting all of this Obamacare in the first place. I mean, you had the federal government that took healthcare and made it worse, made it to where companies don't compete. You can't port it across state lines and you're always going to be tied to an employer for your health insurance, which is one of the stupidest things ever envisioned. But that's what we have. And that was really from one party that made that happen. And it sounds like this dude didn't object to any of that stuff then, right? So no, he's not. Some people are like, oh, it's Robin Hood. He's like Robin Hood. He's not Robin Hood. Robin Hood took people's money that was stolen from them and gave it back to those people that they had the money taken from. That is not the same thing, you illiterate morons. It's not the same thing at all. But they celebrate Mangione because of the ideology. The left loves vigilantism and they always criticize the right and they always freak out about the right. Whenever you talk about gun rights, they, oh, you're going to be a vigilante. But look what they do. Chaz Chop, that was all vigilantism. Occupy Wall Street, vigilantism. BLM, total vigilantism. Violent vigilantism. Luigi Mangione, I don't even think that's vigilantism. Vigilantism suggests that there is an underserved sense of justice, or that there is no justice, or that justice was denied you, and therefore the only way to obtain it is to act against or outside of the state procedure. But this guy didn't wrong Luigi Mangione. There was no association that investigators have proven that they knew each other or that one wronged the other. He's just Luigi Mangione is a bratty, entitled, rich as all get out, trust fund socialist. His family is wealthy beyond your wildest imaginations. They are loaded. He is the type of liberal, I won't say progressive, but he's a liberal, economically, it seems too, from the stuff that he's posted himself. They are afforded that stupid remedial political ideology because their daddy and mommy's money insulate them from it, from the realities of having to live under their ideology. But it's ideology. He looks like he might be one of the left, so it's excused. Same thing with Carmelo Anthony, right? I mean, this is might be a case of a school fatality where they can't get to blame it on, you know, a gun lobby or something like that. So instead, they're celebrating Carmelo Anthony, the left is. So much of this is just ideology. Now, granted, like I said, there are people who are trying to make it a race-based issue. A lot of it is ideology, though. Like with George Floyd, a lot of it was ideology, right? I mean, the Mike with Mike Brown, it was ideology. I mean, Mike Brown was an absolute thug who was on camera assaulting a store owner. And then that store owner called the cops. The cops, Darren Wilson, just happened to be out, saw the perp, saw the guy, a guy matching the description that came over the radio. And when he went to go and talk to the guy and see if it was the same guy, all hell broke loose. Two forensic, independent forensic investigations proved that Brown went for the guy's gun because he had gunpowder residue on his hand in a way that aligns and supports the accusation that he had his hand on Darren Wilson's gun. In fact, Wilson said he had his finger in the trigger guard at one point. It's amazing that Darren Wilson was alive. But doesn't matter what the facts were. He was celebrated because of ideology. He was made a martyr. A whole story emerged that had nothing to do with the reality. I mean, the dude was a thug. You had people, you got to remember who the jury was. You had a lifetime progressive prosecutor, Bob McCullough, who could not get a conviction. You had a jury who lived in that area of his peers. That Bob McCullough couldn't convict Wilson. Wilson wasn't convicted by a jury. They all knew the truth. Like George Floyd. George Floyd, he died of a drug overdose. Again, independent forensic investigations. He was not prevented from breathing normally. He had done the whole "I can't breathe" multiple times. He was a drug addict and a petty criminal. So, as you know, as much as people want to make, that's the truth of it. That became a race issue and an ideology issue. The left believes they are absolved of violence if it's violence done in pursuit of an end, their end. Same thing with this Carmelo Anthony. I mean, what this kid did, what this 17-year-old young man did, was horrible. He has irrevocably changed a family forever. He has forever damaged the life of a twin who held his twin brother in his arms as he bled to death because he brought a knife to school. Carmelo Anthony is not a hero. He is a devil. I think he should be eligible for the death penalty. And it is a great misfortune that Texas does not have that for 17-year-olds, because I do believe that some atrocities are just so great that you should not be on this mortal coil anymore. But state law is what it is. It's unfortunate. And it's also unfortunate that as a society, we can't come together and say it's wrong to do this to people. This is wrong. I mean, think about it. This is the same left that's keying Teslas, burning down dealerships because they don't like your car. Now it's okay to stab a student at a track meet because you didn't like that he asked you to leave. Does the left feel that they're ever accountable for anything, or is that only everybody else who isn't left? Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver.
I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 Gold and Silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, scientists found a 520-million-year-old fossil with brains and guts intact. Guts? What? Brains and guts intact. It's gross. I don't know. Ooh, it's a larva. Fossilized larva. Do we really want this? They think it's the creature is one of the earliest ancestors of a group known as the arthropods, which include insects, crabs, and lobsters. So bugs. So that's all bugs. Okay, I'm not going to eat seafood anymore. I can't. I was already at my limit. Sorry. This is not about me, but it is for a minute. Because those are sea bugs. They're just wet bugs. You know, you've got like bugs, and normally people are like, no, those are bugs. But okay, well, the lobster and shrimp, those are wet bugs. So is it better because they're wet? I don't know. Anyway, this thing, grossed out now. So grossed out. This is gross. I don't care. It's one of the earliest ancestors, blah, 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 arthropods. Oh, it's an ancient one of the past. I don't care. Right. What are you going to do? Bring it back? You're going to bring back gross bug meat for everybody? Great. Accordion playing is becoming popular again. I mean, okay. Wait, what is the subheadline? Here's the subheadline. Acme Accordion School Feminist Choir. That sounds like hell. STEM education. Oh, goodness. Feminist choir. So it's Acme Accordion School. They're seeing an uptick in the instrument's popularity. Okay. Great. Great for them. A tourist got jail time because they got stupidly close to Yellowstone, the main attraction, the geyser. That'll melt your skin right off. I mean, it's for your own safety. They're like, don't, unless you want to die, stay away from the thermal area. Unless, you know, you're trying to get yourself murked, you got to stay away from this area. They didn't listen, so they got in trouble. They do that for your safety. Otherwise, you're dead, and then they got a lawsuit on their hands, and also, taxpayers have to pay for that.
Don't walk up to buffaloes.
Yeah, don't do that either. Don't jump in the geysers, and just stay the hell away from nature, right? Don't go to the park thinking that you're Snow White, and you're going to be out there petting everything out there. It's not happening. They will kill you, and you probably deserve it, so just don't do it. A 71-year-old was arrested after 7 emotional support tigers were found in his house, and this is not even Tiger King. How do you keep 7 tigers in your house? Stick with us. We got a lot more on the way. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Super Beats. You guys are very familiar with Super Beats, and you're familiar with the chews, but there's also the Super Barine product, which they came out with last year. And the Super Barine, again, same people who make the Super Beats heart chews and the Super Beats powder. The Super Barine helps to support healthy metabolism and blood sugar. And you can use Super Barine. In fact, they have a coupon now, $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. So it's just $24.98. It's plant-based. It's doctor-formulated. It has a unique form of berberine and Italian fruit extract. So you get additional antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And it has a nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. And grapeseed extract is used for greater tolerability. So visit Sam's Club and restock your heart health support with Super Beats Heart Chews and expand your routine with the Super Barine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Super Barine is $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. Snag this offer at Sam's Club while it lasts. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health support.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud. Liable for sexual abuse. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market too. When he talks about rapists and criminals, he should look in the mirror.
AOC, yay, so smart. First off, the whole 40 whatever counts, those were procedural things rated related to one little bookkeeping thing, excuse me. Remember how if you send an email, if you talk to someone, that's a charge. It's all from one thing. There was never, and she's talking about the New York case where the bookkeeping thing, even though it was outside of the statute of limitations, even if there was wrongdoing, it was a misdemeanor, an expired misdemeanor even. And in order to elevate that to a felony, they had to pretend that it was in commission of another misdemeanor to elevate it to felony level. And then all of the little procedural stuff around that, that's how they were able to say, oh, well, it was never, you know, just, it's never, we're not going to disclose it. You just have to know that he did this other crime. And then all of these other charges or procedural charges that go along with it. You remember when the jury was instructed, because apparently one of the members of the jury was asking what was the nature of the second crime, that even though it was also a misdemeanor, what was the nature of this other crime that makes it to where this is a felony? And they were told to disregard the nature, just know that it happened. And they never actually, and none of the charging docs, they never actually articulated what that was. No jail time. They just wanted to be able to say that they got him on something, even though they really didn't. You see what I mean? It's real weird. So welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this third hour. And I have a bunch of weird stuff because it's tax day and I hate this day. It's horrible. Can we talk about this Braves reporter? Because Steve is hot on this. So I did not, whenever Steve gets this excited about something, I'm like, okay, I got to look at this thing. Steve or Kane. I'm like, what are you guys blowing me up over? So let me just give you, here's the headline. Atlanta Braves reporter was slammed for getting a woman's phone number during a broadcast. Wiley. A Braves reporter with FanDuel Sports Network. He celebrated getting her number after on social media. Good for you. But they were mad at him. He was interviewing two women at Toronto Rogers Center this Monday. And his colleagues were like, oh, you got to get this. Go get this girl's number. You should get her number. And so he did. And he said, okay, they want me to get your number. He's on the, you know, on live air with them. This is how it happened. Watch this.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are
expression of being joking.
Making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number.
So now all the feminazis, no, that's actually insulting to Nazis. Oh, man, I really want to go at some of these ladies that you put. Did you put this in here, by the way, Steve, so I'd fight with all these broads all day?
I pulled the most one that got the ones that got the most traction I found.
Mm-hmm. So the responses, and it's all, oh man, Dana, watch your P's and Q's here. I'm really trying. It's Holy Week. You know, you got church on Sunday, Easter, Jesus resurrection. I mean, oh, okay. So the one chick who's mad, she's not like a rando. We didn't just like pick random broads. She's a CBS Sports Major League Baseball editor. And she goes, this is one of the most wildly inappropriate things I've ever seen. I legitimately can't believe it's real. I can't believe your face is real. And that's what you just put up on social media. But okay, your dog looks like a little fried chicken nugget. So that's okay. I forgive you for that. On her photo on X. Seriously, it's all the ugly, dumpy broads that get mad. You're mad because Wiley didn't ask you for your number. And no man would, let's be real. You know, if one did, he took it for the team. God bless America. But I'll say what you guys can't. It's all these ugly broads that are mad. And wait, do we got a dude here? Let's see. Oh, we do got a dude. We got a fake feminist dude. Oh, of course, he's Dallas Morning News. Let's look at Evan Grant. Evan Grant's super mad. Evan Grant describes himself as a Dallas, well, he's a Dallas Morning News Rangers beat writer, and he loves food and baseball, and he barbecue. He's just all about life. You know, he's one of those guys that wears his glasses, like, right here on his forehead all the time.
Well, let's listen up, then.
Yeah, he's got, he's a healthily fed dude. And he said, quote, to yesterday, if a female sideline dugout reporter did this, she'd be called horrible names and be run out of town. It's just not the same for both sexes. It's not. And that's wrong. Okay. Now, he's not saying, now to Evan's, let me withhold on Evan here. Evan is not slamming Wiley. He's slamming the double standard. And I do think that he's right. If a woman had done this, she'd probably be called a slut. By some people. By the fake trad people online, she totally would be. But I'm all for, but if she did it and she was like classy about it, so I asked my husband for his number first. So, okay, you got some ladies like that. Ain't no problem with it. If she did live on air, you know, fine. That doesn't make her less of a lady. So, but the women that are mad about it. All right, so Evan, you're cool. You're cool. I like you. Let's look at this. Somebody else said, oh, can you imagine if the genders had been reversed? This is another one of those. But the woman who's the angriest broads that I'm seeing, yeah, they're the meme come to life. It's their, you know, stop ruining things for pretty people. Just stop. Stop it. Right? Let Wiley get, can I just say Wiley's voice is interesting. It's like a Elvis, but like several octaves higher. He's like a lower, like a baritone Mickey Mouse. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just don't understand how, like, okay, so there's a little backlash because this dude did it. And if a woman would have done it, there would have been some backlash. Is there a scenario where there isn't any backlash?
No, because somebody's got a bitch about something.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why are we even playing into this?
What are people going to be mad about? If they wake up and they don't have anything to be mad about, then they're going to be mad because they don't have anything to be mad about.
It's like, people shoot your shots and
oh my
done.
Gosh, but this one chick, Kate Feldman, she mostly tweets starring baseball games. I just think there's a way better angle that you could have taken that photo of yourself for your avatar. I'm trying not to be mean, but sometimes the times call for it. Leave the pretty girls alone. Leave them alone. Leave the man alone, right? I mean, no wonder dudes don't want to ask chicks to out. Let me tell you, dude, if you're a dude and you're a classy gent and you ask a woman out and there's a feminazi rage against you, you just holler at me on social media and I'll take care of it. I feel like I got to go out there and protect my brothers in America. You know what I mean?
We do need you.
Like, you know, dudes, you need to... Women, the right women, I do not like weak men. I don't like pansy men. I don't like men who are not aggressive. I can handle myself if I'm in, like, I always get people like, oh, if you're in a, you know, boardroom situation, the good old boys. No, I'm a bigger good old boy than most of the men that would be considered good old boys. And King probably attests
yes,
to that.
I'm nodding my head in agreement.
And I, all of my girlfriends, like the women that I speak with and the women that I grew up with are like that. It's the women, like these new women I don't like, you know, like they have that stupid third, fourth wave attitude. And I feel so bad for guys who are just trying to get out there and date and have a social life. And they got to worry about these ugly lunchboxes out there raining all over there, getting your number parade. Just stop. Just so mean. Are people being mean to Wiley, Steve?
Oh, I mean, I have a lot of friends. So I did journalism school in Philadelphia, and I have a lot of my friends that I did it with, the female ones, that are not happy about this.
Why? Because they weren't.
They just think if the shoe was on the other foot, she would get called a creep.
Well, so wait a minute. So it's not that they're against him doing it, except for that one lunchbox who is. Right. But they're like, the double standard isn't fair.
Correct.
I get that. Okay, I think there's something to that. I think that's a fair thing. So they're not slamming them. So what the ladies are doing is they're going, why can't we do it too? Okay, all right, I like that. I like that. I can work with that.
I think it's the difference between the types of feminism that you talk about, because you can definitely criticize the double standard, but then there are some people who are just like, every ounce of this is inappropriate. Like, just who cares? Like, relax. Don't be so tight about
it. Yeah, it's not inappropriate. You're at a ballpark with a beer. Shut up. Yeah, it's not inappropriate. For crying out loud. It's not like you're, you know, in church, in the pew, and, you know, he's leaning over going, psst, hey, cutie, can I get your digits? Psst. It's not like he's doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's at a ballpark. Y'all got beer. It's, you know, it's fun. Like, chill, ladies, chill. But I love the women who are mad because they can't do that and they would get criticized. I do think that there is something to that.
I take my cues from the woman that was being asked her number.
Yeah.
She wasn't out there. She wasn't offended or anything like that. She was actually playing along with it.
But see, that's what the lunchboxes do. The lunchboxes, because they will never find themselves in a situation like this, they've got to be offended for the good-looking women because they will never be in that position. So they're going to try to get attention for themselves by feigning offense. Men, disregard the lunchboxes. Okay, you got to pass. You got a lady pass. Disregard them lunchboxes. I feel so bad for dudes. You know, I'm telling you. This is why also, guys, you need to have some good female friends. And I tell my sons this. I'm like, not every woman is a romantic thing. You always got to make sure that you've got good, they have friends that are chicks. Because they are a great, what am I thinking of? Wingman. They're a great wingman. They can be your goose. You know what I'm saying? Like you, when you go out and you deal with these situations, they can run defense for you. So just, you know, keep that out there. So good on Wiley for doing that and getting, and you know what? And his colleagues that encouraged him. Because, you know, he kept really talking to that one girl. All right, I got a couple of other things here. Oh, I do have an update real quick. I do have an update on the Dachshund. Did you guys hear about this? I think Wick needs a Dachshund, my rescue dog. He needs a Dachshund puppy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is you wanting another dog.
Wick. Wick is has a lot of energy and he needs a puppy friend, but he needs somebody that has attitude. But I don't want anything bigger than him because he's pretty big.
Wait, is Chris falling for this angle that you're taking?
I'm pretty reliably informed that he's in the car right now and not listening. So, no. And none of you snitches get stitches. None of you tell anything. So anyway, so Valerie, you guys know Valerie, the miniature Dachshund in the Australian outback, Kane. So this little Dachshund went on Kangaroo Island. We told you this, last week or 2 weeks ago with its owners. Got lost, ran away. And they've been spotting this dog on wildlife cameras for 16 months. This dog has stayed alive in the wild. They've been trying to chase this dog down. This dog is so clever. For 16 months, they keep seeing this little goofy dog, little sausage dog running out. And they have no idea how this dog... Somebody said, I think it's eating cats. Can Dachshund, I'm really terrified to ask this. Can they do that?
I thought they'd eat rats or like little moles or something. Like they seem like a smaller breed of dog that would probably dig up moles or something.
So they think that it's like Kangaroo Island is like pretty remote. And they're like, there's a roo carcass on the side of the road near the turnoff to one of the Kangaroo Island's many excellent cellar doors. Black ravens lift sullenly from their feast as cars speed past. Some think this sort of roadkill is how Valerie, the miniature Dachshund that's been missing for more than 500 days, has survived since running away from her owners. But then you have these people saying, oh, she's going to be feral. By the time they get her back, she's going to have to be euthanized, says a person volunteering to be euthanized. I don't know. I really want this dog to be alive and to make it. The American Kennel Club says, you know, they're an independent hunter of dangerous prey. But it's kind of wild that this dog has lived for that long, where you've got all the dingoes and snakes and spiders and all this stuff. But they're still trying to get her. They're closing in. So they think that's Valerie the Dachshund lost in the Australian outback. And that's a picture of her on a wildlife cam in the wild, like in a prairie, like a prairie area.
Look how cute she is.
I could catch this dog. I could totally catch this dog. I'd run this dog down in the bush. I could catch this dog.
I would say leave it alone.
No.
Leave the dog alone.
But I think that she wants to get away from her owners because they dressed her up in outfits. Okay, I'm being told that we got to go. Your body is a powerhouse. It heals, it builds, it keeps you moving. But as you age, those natural processes slow down. And that's where Ancient Nutrition's collagen comes in. It's like backup power for your body. It helps you stay strong, radiant, and ready for anything. Ancient Nutrition blends ancient wisdom with modern science to create high-quality supplements. And their multi-collagen advanced lean features 10 types of collagen from real food-based sources. It's powered by clinically studied ingredients that support fat loss, healthy weight management, and lean muscle building. You'll love it because it can reduce your joint discomfort, boost your skin, your hair, and nails, and plus, you'll love how it tastes and how easily it fits into your daily routine. Collagen is real and it works, and Ancient Nutrition's Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean has you covered. Look and feel your best starting today. Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering you 25% off your first order. Just visit ancientnutrition.com/Dana, promo code Dana. That's ancientnutrition.com/Dana, code Dana for 25% off your first order.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. We're just watching the fallout. I tweeted that one chick about that Wiley guy, so we'll see. Good on those guys. Welcome back. It's tax day. Make sure you go sign up at Substack, Chapter and Verse, and find us YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be on Jesse Waters' program tonight in 7 p.m. Central Hour. I don't know the exact time yet, but it'll be on Facebook. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, it is Cut 19, Juan. This is Keith Olbermann.
Oh, jeez.
I forgot all about this guy.
Boo.
Pops up and does dumb crap like this. Listen to this.
On the all-new Monday Countdown podcast, Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and Tom Homan, the head of ICE, must be arrested immediately for contempt of court. They're defying court orders to return Mr. Abrego Garcia from captivity and torture.
To me, but he's serious.
Why is he on?
He's serious.
Did he like put this on the top of a door frame?
Yeah, it looks like he put it on his roof, or it's coming from a drone.
Probably to make him look younger.
Maybe it's a satellite that's just zoomed in.
At least it's not in the bathtub anymore. It's an old joke, but sort of. Anyway, find us X, Facebook, YouTube, Substack, Chapter and Verse. Again, I'll be on Fox tonight, 7 p.m. Central Hour. Back behind the mic with you tomorrow. Abolish the IRS.